This is Imran Anwar with the latest edition of In My Humble Opinion. Today, we'd like to discuss the condemnation and the recent statements and the fatwa that various Muslim organizations, Muslims, and Muslim clerics have given on the terrorists who carried out the bombings in London as well as in other places. Now, this is something I am very happy to hear because, in my humble opinion, Muslims have spoken out, but perhaps not loudly enough. The media has chosen to ignore them in the past when they have condemned terror. So it is a great, great step for the Islamic community, for the moderate Muslims, for the clerics and the leaders of the Islamic and Muslim communities, not just in the United States, but worldwide, to speak up loudly, clearly, and with a united voice, saying that the targeting of innocent civilians, regardless of the cause, is against the teachings of Islam. It is evil, it's barbaric, and it is un-Islamic. So it is about time. I condemn the terrorists, I commend the leaders, and I also commend the media for giving it some attention. Obviously, there are jerks and idiots out there who basically called some talk show host somewhere in Washington, D.C., I believe, who called Islam a terrorist organization. Well, number one, Islam is a religion. It's not an organization. Number two, Islam is as guilty of having jerks and extremists and killers among its ranks as do Christianity and Judaism and Hinduism and almost every other major religion in the world. So let's not just target Islam because it's the favorite whipping boy for the media who really don't have the guts to speak out about criminals if they have a certain racial background, who do not have the ability or the guts to speak about the members of Congress or the media whose loyalties lie not with the United States, but with a certain state in the Middle East on which United American interests are beholden. So let's not forget that. In the meantime, the Muslims have spoken, the Muslims need to do more, the media needs to do more so that the voices of the Islamic clerics and the Islamic leaders are heard, not just by the Muslim community in the United States, but also abroad, so that any would-be jihadist, person who does not have enough education, enough religious education to understand the difference between killing innocent civilians and carrying out genuine jihad for the liberation of a land like Kashmir or Chechnya or even Palestine especially. They are the people that we need to get this message across to. If you're targeting military targets or state targets of an occupying authority, one could understand that you are conducting or carrying out jihad. But when you are killing children, Iraqi Muslim children or Christian American children or any other kind of innocent civilian targets of people who were not involved with the army of their country, who possibly had nothing to do with the policy of aggression or oppression that the Muslim victims are suffering from. So let's be very sure, jihad may be a genuine cause, murder is murder in any book, in any language, in any country, and that's just in my humble opinion. This is Imran Anwar signing off.